Hey, and thank you for joining us at I'm Just Gain with your host, Hernando del Castillo. We're here to have conversations, have good times, and have moments with all of you. We'd love for you to support. Come join us at anchor.fm/ I'm Just Gain. Definitely come and subscribe, listen on Spotify, and follow us. And if you like to support us, it'll be awesome if you go to anchor.fm, /, I'm Just Gain, and hit the support button. We have support monthly contributions from $99, $4.99, and $9.99 a month. $9.99, are you out of your mind? Thank you for being a part of this conversation, and we'll see you soon. Start it, and then we'll go from there, and then we'll just start the conversation. So.
All right, bro.
All right, listeners, thank you for joining us today, and I'm here with, and you're here at I'm Just Gain with your host, Hernando del Castillo, and we're here with Rudy Martinez, founder of Cultivating Advancements, and I'm excited to have him join us and just have a conversation today about a lot of things, you know. Thank you for being with us. I really do appreciate taking the time and speaking with us and speaking to the listeners. And, you know, I really want to bring out to light a lot of the things that you had talked about and we had discussed that in previous, and like just that kind of way that the mind works and how you're supposed to have a good positive mindset, and, you know, just your name on your on Cultivating Advancements really talks a lot about, you know, just like movement forward. And I know that you've done that for people and for yourself. So thank you so much for joining us, Rudy, and being part of the conversation. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself so they can get to know you a little bit?
Absolutely, man. And Hernando, I just want to say thank you so much for having me here, brother. I'm excited. We're going to go ahead and give the audience what they need. I just hope whoever's listening out there that it really touches them of what we're going to be talking about. And in some shape or way form that it changes people's lives and motivates and inspires, man. So let's get it going, brother. So yeah, just to give a little bit about myself, Hernando, is, you know, I grew up in Texas, and then I came over here to Michigan. My mom was a single mom. She had three kids, obviously, with me. Later on, I had my little sister. And pretty much, brother, to be honest with you, is you know, my dad wasn't really there. What had really happened is that he basically just left us there in Mexico, mm-hmm. when I was a baby. And luckily, my mom was able to come through to the United States. Obviously, we were three kids with that were U.S. citizens. And just really lived my life here in the state of Michigan most of the time. But yeah, after that, went to college, brother, Western Michigan University, Broncos fan right here. And after that, yeah, Broncos, right? Go Broncos, bro. And so it was cool, man. I mean, the thing was is that I during college, I got anxiety and depression. And mm-hmm. I suffered so badly from that, Nando, that, you know, it affected my grades. I couldn't stay in classes. There was some times that I just had to run or walk out of classes, and it just, you know, affected my exams, my grades, my relationships as well. And then fast forward a little bit to you know, a little bit pre-pandemic. Finally, what had happened is I drew a line in the sand on anxiety, and I said, you know what, no more, man. That's it. And then after that, pandemic hit a little bit. And so what had happened there is I got to actually not meet, but got into Tony Robbins. And it just changed my life. Talking about mindset, that you touched upon that a little bit too. And mm-hmm. it's everything. And now I'm, you know, doing these podcasts with people like you and also doing live interviews as well. Putting my content out there as far as for my sharing my story. And mm-hmm. I'm just really excited, man. I'm excited to be here, and just hope the audience really gets something out of this.
Yeah, I see that. I love your Facebook and just the fact that you put these amazing quotes out there, which is really powerful. And sometimes that's just something that sometimes you don't realize what you want, what you need to hear. and it's just being put out there for you. And sometimes those quotes, like, you don't know what little thing might shift your thinking and your direction. And so just the fact that you, like, really do put out there to motivate and to inspire, you know, like, people, and to, like, really move forward and really think positively. So, and just the fact that the last quote that you put was great. Like, we can, in, you know, talk a little bit about that. You are more powerful than you can imagine. And so how do you feel about that, and in the way that you view that exactly?
And it's so true, Hernando. And the thing is that it just takes a different perspective, a different mindset. It's conditioning the mind that, man, we are strong individuals. And the thing is that sometimes, you know, with work, with being a parent, with, you know, everyday life, sometimes we forget that a lot by, you know, not speaking up in conversations, whether it be at, you know, at work or at a meeting, not raising our hand with an idea that we have and just keeping it down, or, you know, just doing simple tasks. And we're very strong individuals, and it just takes, really, for me, what it took for me to really understand that and really take it within was conditioning my mind by, just to give an example, Hernando, I used two tools. One of them is modeling, and the other one is called anchoring. So modeling, basically, just for the audience, you know, when I talk about modeling, what that basically just means is that you have, like, a role model, somebody you hold in high regards, or just borrowing an attribute from them. For example, for me, it's Michael Jordan. I mean, it could be something that's a person that's real, a real person, or a fictional character. But just, you know, with Michael Jordan, just to give an example, before I actually came on this podcast, Hernando, I was, you know, I went into Michael Jordan mode. And what that means to me is that he gets on the court, he dominates, you know, he's doing what he needs to do to, win and be the most prolific, you know, basketball player out there. And the same thing is for me, but for the audience of what I, you know, how I want to do and what I want to do to connect with them and build rapport. And then the other thing is called anchoring. And basically what that is, it's just a permanent state from the past where you had success. Like, for me, it's when I got married. Like, how did I feel that time? I felt, man, like I was on cloud nine. I had my spouse, she was right there, and she's so beautiful with her, you know, with the wedding dress. And I'm just like, man, I'm the luckiest person in the world. It's just honing that condition and conditioning, like, the mind that, yes, I am a strong individual. I know that now. And I want everybody out there to know that these are tangible tools that we have, that it's just there for the taking. And you are definitely strong, whoever is hitting this, whatever you're going through, you are a strong individual and you're able to come anything.
Those are really great tools, anchoring and the other modeling. One you mentioned, modeling. Those are really just good things. I think I feel like as men, like even LGBTQ men, Hispanic men, we don't talk about a lot about our feelings, about, like, you know, how we're, are we sad? Or, well, I don't think we know how to feel things, because we never were taught to feel anything. I never was taught to feel. Very similar stories. My dad wasn't around. My dad was in Colombia. He did abandon us. And I grew up with me and my brother and my mom, and that's it. And she didn't have the tools to teach me how to deal with emotions. It would just become like, you're a grown up. You're 10. Be a grown up. Grow up. So you got to grow up. I know you're 10 years old, but you got to grow up. You're the man of the house now. Yep. So figure it out. You're the man. And that's how my mom, basically my whole family and my mom literally did that to me. Like, you're 10. You're the man of the house now. Your dad's not around. Figure out, with all these adult responsibilities, how you're going to be 10 and deal with the life that you've been giving. And so I think it's, even as a gay man, I still, even I did, I mean, some people say, like, I was like, we were like, gay men sometimes are emotional or we're dramatic or whatever those things are. We're not. We're still men that do not want to talk about our feelings. I would tell people that feelings were very inconvenient in my life. They were inconvenient, and I didn't want to feel them because they stopped me from, like, what I needed to do, because I couldn't feel sad. I couldn't feel angry. I couldn't feel anything because I needed to work and move on. work and move on. And that's how I grew up, like most of my life. So just the fact that you're saying that, hey, you know, sometimes you do need to feel these feelings and you need to like, and then move forward and then anchor and model, you know, which is kind of like what you need to do. You need to anchor and model after you felt that feeling. But I do really think it's important that, like, well, how do you feel on your end about, like, just like, for just men in general? And I'm not talking about, and I guess maybe more in general with men of, you know, even gay or straight or just men in general, how you feel about them, like, feeling feelings, or how do you address that issue within men? Because I think it's something to talk about.
Yeah. And you're, I don't know, you're absolutely right. And it all stems from, like you said, you know, when we were growing up, when I was growing up, I, you know, I had my stepdad at that time. And this guy was hardcore, bro. This was guy was just like, you know, he hit himself with a, he was, I remember one time he was, you know, he was nailing and with a hammer, and he hit his hand with a hammer, and he didn't cry. He wanted to cry, but he saw me and I asked him, why didn't you cry? Be like, cause you, you know, you were looking at me. I wanted to be strong. And so it's like those type of things, like, man, us as men, we hold things in, but it's just because we just, you know, we're that's in a sense how we were programmed earlier in life. But the reality is that, you know, with feelings, we have to have those feelings, man. We have to bring them out, because if not, then unfortunately, you might not be able to move on to, you know, to your next goal or to the next thing that you want to accomplish in life. Just I'll give you an example of myself, because I see myself as an open book. But it's like, you know, back in the day, and I know, Hernando, we, you know, I told you a little bit about this, is that, you know, I grew up where my mom got beat up by her boyfriends back in the day. And that really affected me, where I was like, man, I froze, you know, just being a kid. And that affected me all the way up to an adulthood. And then finally, and I kid you not, about 6 months ago, holding on to all that is, you know, I met somebody who's like, you know what, I can help you. I was like, all right. So what we basically just did in a nutshell is we went back to my childhood and basically said that, hey, you know, that was my mom's and whoever adult's issue that they, decision that they made at time. At that time, that has nothing to do with me. And so from there on, Hernando, I felt free, man. That's all it really took, that it wasn't my fault. And I felt free. So for us as guys, as men, when we're holding things in and not talking about our feelings, if I'm not here talking to Hernando of how I feel, it's going to build and build inside myself that it's not going to get me anywhere. If not anything, I probably feel angry. I feel like I want to lash out at somebody, or I feel like I just want to, you know, just do something that I shouldn't. But it shouldn't be that way, whether it be a family member or friend or a coach or anybody that you're able to go ahead and just be able to talk to and get some of that stress out, man. That's what it's all about. It's just, or just, I would suggest even journaling, Hernando. Oh, that's a good idea. Do you journal?
I do journal, yes.
Yes,
I do,
man. Go ahead.
No, yeah, I journal. I've been in therapy for a long time.
Awesome, man. No,
I was like, and I like, I tell people that, like, in a, it's like, it's not the norm for you to be, it's not the norm in Hispanic communities to be in therapy. That is not something that we talk about. We don't like, they usually, when you're in therapy, este está loco, you know, like, and that's what they really think. They in their minds, they really think like they can solve their own issues.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't need any help and they can do it on their own. And I have plenty of exes with from different backgrounds, from Caribbean to Hispanics, to say like, oh, I don't need that. And I'm like, you do need it. You need help. You need help. Trust me, I know you need help, because if I need help, you need help.
Exactly. That was me. That was me, bro. That's how I was. You know, I thought before that I had the, you know, that, hey, I don't need it. But the reality is that I did need it, especially with my anxiety and my depression, because it hit me so bad that, you know, it came to the point of being, of shaking. You know, I wasn't doing well with relationships or even at my work. So I said, you know, I need help, and I acquired that. So for anybody listening out there, it's good to talk.
Is that the beginning? I think, wasn't that the beginning for you? The beginning was, I need help, right?
Yeah.
Was that the beginning that said, I can't do this on my own anymore.
I would say so, Hernando. When you actually, when I was able to say with anxiety that it was out of control, and I was like, I can't do this anymore, that's when you stop. Start opening up your mind to like, yeah, like you said, I need help. I need somebody to guide me. And that's when I got a counselor. And the counselor was able to go ahead and say, hey, you know, I got the tools to help, you know, this, this, and that. And we worked at it. It helped. And, you know, after that, I was still a little bit with me, but I was able to get more help through a coach. And that really was really effective. And, you know, now I'm here I'm here now. But you're all right. It all started when I said, I need help.
I need help. Yep. I think that that's important for even all my listeners, to everybody in any community, in any expert, in any area, that I think that when you listen to this, you got to start with the fact that you don't got to do this on your own.
Exactly.
And that you could, and that you, that there are people out there that will help you. And one of the people could be you, because what is it that you're in, what is it that you're doing with Cultivating Advancements? What is it that, what do you, with Cultivating Advancements?
So with Cultivating Advancements, it's about reprogramming, restructuring the mindset to reignite your purpose and mission in life. And we do that by embodying modeling and anchoring and other NLP techniques. So, and again, it's just seeing life from a different perspective, Fernando, that you don't see walls, but you see doors instead. And you're able to open that door and go through, because you got to remember sometimes, you got to remember that it's and the other side of fear where your dreams and your goals lie. So you got to walk through that door and get there.
Yeah, you got to walk through that door, and you got to have somebody hold your hand while you're walking.
Yes.
Hey, like, let's walk together.
Exactly.
Let's walk together through this door. Like, you don't got to do this on your own. No. Like, forget that. Like, you're not alone in life.
And
I think sometimes in our Hispanic communities, we are built to think that we are alone.
Yeah.
We're alone. And that you have to do this on your own, and you have to figure it out, and nobody's there, and you got to do it on your own, and you got to do it on your own. You got to be the man, and you got to be responsible, and you got to be the husband, and you got to be the you got to be everything for everyone. And it's like, oh, wait, stop. Like,
exactly. And that's
can't do everything. I need, and then go back to like the I need help. So with Cultivating Advancements, you kind of, do you go through a process? Is that where
It definitely is a process. With Cultivating Advancements, it is a process. I am currently working on a program where we're actually going to be doing 13 weeks, because what we need to do is we need to definitely condition the mind. It's just like, for example, Hernando, there's people out there that are listening right now who, you know, are bodybuilders, or, you know, are trying to go out for a sport or doing anything. You know, you got to condition your body. And it's the same thing with the mind. You have to condition the mind over and over and over again in order for it to get strong. And so with those 13 weeks, you know, we apply the anchoring, we apply the modeling, and we apply also what I call the project breakthrough. And basically what that just basically is like, you have the dreamer, critic, and realist. And you know, just to give an example, the dreamer is just, you know, a person who is, and this is for basically if you want to you know, acquire a goal and how to get there, this is the process to do that. And I'll give this to the audience just because, you know, they are tangible goals, and if you have something, then I'm here to tell you, you can do it. And one of them is this, which is, again, the dreamer. It's basically just thinking big on your goal. You know, there's no way that, you know, you can fail. And then basically the grand idea is just being precise. And then on the opposite side of that, you have the critic, which is one who's just nagging, you know, breaking down, you know, putting obstacles in the way. You know,
that's my mom. My mom's a critic. That critic has my mom's voice.
Okay.
And I was like, stop it, mom.
Exactly. And then so like, you know, and you put the dreamer and you put the critic basically together, and then it's the realist. And what is that? It's basically just like, you know, you take the dreamer's vision, you compare it to the critic, you know, and then, you know, what is going to work, you know, and what's not going to work. And then with that, you're able to go ahead and strategize of how you're going to be able to get to your goal. And so it's just stuff like this within that 13-week program that we do in order for you to gain your confidence, in order for you to break through and, you know, just reach your goals. And just and every, you know, the main part of it is, you know, basically just loving yourself, loving where you are in life, you know, at that time, being able to wake up.
About loving yourself.
Yeah, like, exactly,
that's
man.
So good it's about all about loving yourself. Do you feel like you've reached the point now where you are with cultivating advancements and everything that you're doing right now, where you feel like you're at a better place of loving yourself?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Mm-hmm. Just because before that, Hernando, it was just, you know, I was still dealing with anxiety that time the pandemic was hitting. I didn't know, I was scared. But mm-hmm. the thing is that I flipped it around in the sense mm-hmm. that pandemic wasn't anything scary. Now, again, from a different perspective, looking at it from a different perspective, it's an opportunity in the sense mm-hmm. that I was able to go ahead and stop, you know, I'm a husband. I have two kids, so I have a crazy life. You know, I have work 9 to 5. At that mm-hmm. time, I was able to just be like, you know, what do I really want to do? And Hernando, I always wanted to help people. That was mm-hmm. that was my thing. Ever I knew I always wanted to help people, but I didn't know how. And it was through, you know, when the pandemic hit, that's when I started to go ahead and, you know, listen to Tony Robbins and, you know, get with coaches. And that's where Cult of Advancements came through, man.
That's really amazing that you are building. And when do you, is the 13-week program already something that's already an ongoing?
Actually it's still in the works right now, but I should be done with it in about 2-3 weeks. If the audience is listening, if you want, you can always, I have a Facebook group called Cultivating Advancements. You can go on there. Okay. It also does have like interviews, live interviews and other information. That would be good for tangible goals as well to help people. But yeah, definitely, brother. I am very excited about it. And I just can't
I'm
wait.
I'm excited too. I think I might really try that 13-week endeavor. I think that is like, I think sometimes the brain is a muscle and you need to like work it.
I think
it's important that you like that people understand that, hey, the brain is a muscle, you need to work it, you need to make it powerful, you need to like let it, because there's a lot of things in life that are going to want to knock you down. It's just life is life and life is going to happen, and I feel like that you need to have your brain not that is weak, but it's more like to overcome like obstacles. And I think that's important, and that in that whole, you know, modeling really does help, and, you know, anchoring just to, you know, make you feel like, hey, I get through this obstacle one obstacle at a time, because obstacles are just going to happen. They're just they're part of life. They're part of just what happens in life. Obstacles are going to show up. So I think there is a Facebook group called Cultivating an Oven, and it's on Facebook, and anybody can join the group, correct?
Yeah, correct. Anybody can be part of it. You're always welcome to. Absolutely.
And if they want to follow you on Facebook, where do they follow you on Facebook?
Yeah, so I just Facebook. My regular profile is just Rodolfo Martinez, R O D O L F O Martinez, M A R T I N E Z. I also am on Instagram, so I'll be at R Martinez 1986.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
No, and I'm so glad that you came and we talk about it, and maybe like I said that this will be a good like start for, you know, just the listeners to be aware, like, hey, there is things out there that are gonna help you. There are things out there that are gonna like empower you. There are people out there that can help you grow, and they can help you learn, and they can help you achieve your goals. Because at the end of the day, this is what do you feel like is one of the things that after you've gone through these things that you've gone through, what are some goals that you've actually felt like you've accomplished going through this?
Myself, yeah. I mean, it's just one is getting out of my own way. And what I mean by that is, you know, my little limiting beliefs I had before is they are no longer limiting beliefs. Now they're, you know, they're opportunities. I just see things differently. Like when, for example, if somebody sees a beautiful lawn and there's a weed in there, I freaking see that weed as something being pretty effing cool, because everything else is perfect. But that one weed. But that weed is like, you know, I don't care, man. I can go over here, over there. I'm going to make it. So that's my perspective. That's what I'm talking about. And that's what I want the audience to know is that it's there for you. It's just, you know, it's just putting in the work, conditioning yourself. And that's completely different to what I was, Hernando, in the beginning, because I used to be shy. These podcasts that I'm doing right now, mm-hmm. I'd be like, nope, I'm out. I ain't gonna do it. You know what I mean? Or the live interviews that I do on Facebook or Instagram. There's no way I would be able to do that. You know what I mean? I'd be like, the video comes on. I see him. I was like, oh shoot, I'm out. I'm not there. But instead, I'm like, there's some days that what I have it set for schedule for a day that I do an interview, and I'm like, man, like I don't want to do that. I'm tired. The kids, the wife, job, blah blah blah, house projects, things I have to do. But I'm like, I just, as snapping the finger, the modeling comes in, the anchoring comes in, and I'm able to go ahead and just say, instead of that I'm tired, be like, I get this opportunity to freaking be here on a podcast with Hernando. Dude, how freaking awesome is that?
That's awesome.
And so that's the mindset, brother. That's the mindset I have now. And I didn't have that back then.
And it does take time. I think listener should understand that this doesn't happen. Like, you don't do it once. I think that it's important to understand. That's why even with the 13-week process that you're suggesting, it does take about 13, like some weeks for you to get into like a habit.
Exactly.
Of you like really training your mind to like snap your fingers and say, instead of like, oh, I don't want to do this, more like, oh, I get to do this. I get to go on this podcast. I get to go in this interview. I get to go on these things. So I think it's important that it, like, people understand, like, this is not a pill that you can take and it's going to fix it. It just doesn't work that way. I think it's important for listeners to understand it takes time for you to even to love yourself. I got to even say, like, I guess 14 years ago, I started a journey of loving myself. Wow. To this day, I'm still working on me loving Hernando. I'm still working on loving Hernando because I think that I give myself these acts of love that say, hey, follow your dreams. This is you loving yourself. Go be a comedian. This is you loving yourself. Don't listen to what people say that you need to go back to this 9-to-5 job that you hated. Go love yourself. Go love yourself. Loving yourself. Be in front of people. Like you said, I want to help people. I think me making people laugh is what really makes me happy. And I feel like it's what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I think it's depression. I went to depression 2 years ago after a really bad breakup with my partner, and it was horrible. And I just kind of broke down and I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to live. I didn't know what the rest of my life was going to look like. And I think in those moments of darkness, which you've had quotes about, that is when you learn the most about yourself.
Oh yeah.
In those moments of darkness that you feel like, my God, this is really dark, I think that's the moment where you're like, okay, but out of this, something's going to shift. Something's going to shift.
Exactly.
And it shifted for me. It didn't shift it right away.
No,
time for it to shift.
And I just have to say, brother, that there, what you just shared on this podcast, somebody's listening, and I guarantee you, man, you have uplifted them. I mean, like you mentioned, it's going on stage and making people laugh. And that obviously has a huge positive impact on people who are listening to you at that time. But you just sharing your story, brother, is powerful, man. And it's what I do. I share my story. And by you just sharing of, you going through that depression during the time frame, and you loving yourself, man, that's what it's all about, man. It's letting the audience know, or people know, that you have it within yourself to get yourself out of that darkness or out of that valley. You have the ability to do that, and you do that by first loving yourself.
And that is something that we really definitely, but I'm definitely excited. I am going to go ahead and follow you on Cultivating Advancements group.
Absolutely,
and just,
brother,
like, get ready for that 13-week recharge, because it'll be a good, challenge. I think it's like, I think like I like taking on like challenges that challenge my mind and my spirit and moving forward. And I think that that's always something that, you know, like I look forward to, like, hey, may this opportunity brings me to a different level and I get to learn something different about myself when I get in these, when I get put in these positions of uncomfortability. Because you also could say that going through 13 weeks of looking at where you're at, it's also can be very uncomfortable.
Yes. Yes, and that's so true. And it's, but it's like you said, you know, you get to learn about yourself. And that's exactly it, because you putting yourself in those uncomfortable situations is that you're going to realize, like we talked about that quote, how powerful you are.
Yep. No, and it's awesome. And your story is amazing. You know, when you sent me your story, I really related. I've been in those same situations, grew up with a single mom, had to grow up really fast, you know, she had relationships that were very toxic, and I had to like be aware, and I had to like kind of go through that with her and her relationships. And it was like, and those things, like whether you like it or not, they're like these things that do weigh on. And all of us have had, all of us, childhood are not perfect and things are not perfect. So right. I think that is important to always like look at those things and say, okay, there were great things, there were bad things, but how, as an adult right now, where do I love myself and where do I help myself and heal maybe wounds that were there that I didn't know that were there. And I think through laughter is one of the ways that I've healed a lot. And I think that's why giving laughter to people is something that's so innately in me, because I've been through pain and then laughter was always the thing that kind of took me out. And I think laughter is therapy. It is very therapeutic to laugh. It fills your spirit. It kind of releases endorphins. If you even look, I worked in hospitality for a long time, and I told my employees all the time, like, hey, just smile, even if you don't want to smile. And on that smile, you're going to see that you're going to have a brief moment that you're going to be, your body's going to, you're tricking your body into being happy.
Yes.
So just turn on the smile and you're all of a sudden see that your body, your mind is going to think that you're happy.
Yeah.
And you're going to sound like you're happy because you're smiling. So just look at that. And then they were like, yeah, you're right. And when I smile, I brought smiles to other people's faces. Aww. And so I used to be really like frowning all the time and angry. And if I don't smile, I look like I'm mean. So I used to tell people, listen, I'm not mean. It's just my face looks like that. I look like I'm mean all the time, but I'm not mean. So I'd really make it a purpose to like smile at people and be welcome, be more giving, because I think it's important for me to like, I want to show up in the world as who I want to be for people, which is this loving, caring, open person. And that's why I'm just gained, became a part of my life, why I do comedy, why I get on stages, and why I want to like have people be introduced to like things that are life-changing, like cultivating advancements. I think that this is something that's really going to help people, and that go, and that this program is really going to like shift. And even if you help one person, I think that that, and I don't think it's just going to be one, but even if you just help one, I think that you've already made a difference.
Exactly. And that's my, made a difference. Absolutely. And that's the thing is that I always have, and I always have the image of a person, and it's very vague in the sense that, you know, it could be a man, it could be a woman. I don't know. But every single time I post something, or every single time I do an interview, or any single time I do a podcast, I always have that vague image of that individual, that one person that, you know, I'm trying to reach out to and trying to, you know, either hug or, you know, saying, hey, you got this, man. We got this. I'm here for you. And it's like you said, even just helping just one individual, for me, that's freaking worth it, man. That makes my whole world.
That's what I think, that we can change the world one person at a time.
Exactly. So
and if I make I make one person laugh during my set, and like one person laugh, and it's just not one person, but I always think if I just make one person laugh during my set, I made them happy for that one moment, and it made me happy that I made them happy. So like, I learned to like be in a giving mode all the time, and my like my comedy is very like, I'm here to give to you guys this gift of laughter.
Oh,
it's a
man.
Giving thing.
It's it a is. Giving. It is, man. It's giving. It's all. It's giving. It's like in a way a servant, And, you know, it's but at the same time, it's also serving you. It's also serving the individual who's, you know, putting the, you know, who's putting his service out there. And it's, man, I'll tell you this, Hernando, I know in the past when I was down, I would always go on like YouTube and find something funny. And it would just uplift my spirits, man. And you are completely right, man. Laughter is, it's awesome, man. It's everything, especially when you're down.
It is really for that one moment, even though you feel like that throughout the day, and it's still, you feel like those moments of, I think in those moments of light, I knew things were going to be okay. Exactly. Like, okay, I know I feel really crappy right now, but in these moments, I know that there, I know that I can be happy because I felt it that one second. So I held on to those moments really tightly. Like, I'm like, I feel it. I feel like this is not going to always be like this. And I held on to that, you know, because if unless you've gone through depression and you've understand how low you can get, then people really don't understand depression. Like, like, people have told me, like, oh, I'm sad. I'm like, yeah. Depression is something that's very different from sadness.
Oh, yeah,
depression
definitely.
Is something that, like, is always there. Sadness comes and goes. Depression is like, nothing makes you happy. Nothing. You're like, what is going on? And you could have the most amazing life. And everybody will look at your life and it's amazing. And you're like, I'm depressed.
Yeah.
And you're like, why? Why do I feel this way?
Exactly. And I know I've been there, brother, as far as for depression wise as well. And you just, I couldn't describe it better than what you just did.
No, and it's and just you coming out of it and talking about it, and actually out of that darkness, having cultivating advancements come out. I think that that's a gift that you're giving to people, because a lot of people, we're not the only ones that have felt that way. There's a lot of people out there, and I think in the LGBTQ community, there's a lot of people out there as well that do feel that way and that don't have anybody to share with, feel alone, feel. But I always want to say, like, hey, I know that, you know, this is there, and there's other avenues and other things that will help you. And, you know, like, and I'm definitely going to put in the comments, there's also definitely the suicide hotline, because I definitely want to put that out there, that absolutely, you know, brother, you're not alone, and that you can definitely call somebody, because there's always people that are going to be there to love you, to take care of you, to support you, and to listen to you while you're going through pain. And I think that, so, and I think in just general men as well, just like, hello, like I've heard that men are the biggest suicide doer, because they don't share their feelings.
No.
They don't speak. So they keep it all, they bottle it all, and then, you know, unfortunately, that is like the end result, which is they feel like there's no point and there's the end. So I think it's important for us to really mention, like, hey, we're all here. You're here cultivating advancements in here. Absolutely. We're all here. And that, you know, and that definitely you can shift the way you think. And that's awesome. I think that that just knowing that you can shift the way you think is amazing. It's an amazing. So I'm really excited for your 13 week program. I'm excited to continue this. I'm going to definitely look into going through it, and then maybe talking afterwards to see what will happen, and maybe bringing you on and say, hey, we went through this.
Let's do it.
This is the shift that happened after I went through the program, you know, so that would be a good second episode or third episode on, you know, what happened after going through cultivating advancements 13-week program. So let's look into that as well.
Let's do it, Nanda.
I like to finish. I like to ask, like, just some random questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
To know you a little bit more.
Love it.
And you asked me too. I asked you too.
Okay.
And so just like, how long have you been married?
I've been married for over 8 years now.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you, brother.
And two kids.
Two kids, man. 4-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Oh, wow. They're little.
Yeah, little. They are.
They're busy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're a busy man all the time.
All the time, brother. There's no rest until, like, you know, you're down to sleep, and then I can close my eyes, and then, you know, I open them and it starts all over again.
Exactly. But they're great. They're a gift, though.
Like, oh, they are. You are right, brother. It's a gift, man. Whether it be just a smile or you know, me getting out of the room. I'm working from home right now, but me just getting out of the room, my little girl comes running in and she gives me the big bear hug, you know. And it's just that moment where you're just like, ah, you know. And it just takes everything away, bro. And it's just it's awesome, man. It's there's a lot of work for sure, but man, the rewards are
huge. I'm like the greatest uncle. I'm like the worst parent. Well, see, I'm like the greatest uncle, that, man, but I'm like, I grab my nieces and I give them whatever they want, and I'm like, here you go, and I'm taking you back to the parents so they can like, why did you do this to me? Why did you give them all this candy?
And now I was like,
bye, guys.
Thanks,
yeah, exactly. That's me. I'm the thanks, Fernando, uncle. Like, did you really feed them all that candy, and now you brought them here so they're jumping on the walls? And I was like, that's me. Bye.
Like,
oh, they're like, we hate them.
That's
so
awesome,
what question will you have for me?
Yeah, well, for you, man, is how is it being up there? Describe for me maybe just like the first time that you went on stage when you did comedy. How did it feel?
Oh, it felt like a high. It felt like I was high. Like I one of the greatest, like the first time you hear, not it. After a while, it does become like, I think you do learn as a comedian to chase this high, because the first time is euphoric feeling. And I've had moments throughout my sets that I've had that feeling of euphoria, and that, so, wow, I've it's like literally you're gyrating upstairs because you're giving so much up there to people. And so you're up there and then you come down and it feels like you're coming down. So sometimes it feels like if I honestly tell people, being in front of the light in the stage for somebody that's likes it, it's like a high.
Wow.
It feels like a drug. So I enjoy it, and I've learned to. And the first time was like I was actually like very sad and unhappy with my job when I started taking comedy classes, and I was a spa director and I was working in the hospitality field and I was there 17 years and I was like, I'm a director, and I'm not happy. This director card didn't make me happy, and I chased it for a long time. And now I'm not happy. What do I do now? And that's when comedy came into my life. And I told my friends, like, oh, I'm going to be a stand-up comedian. And they're like, whatever. You're just, like, funny, like, one-to-one funny. You don't know how to make people laugh. You're, like, just whatever funny. And I was like, I'm going to be a stand-up comedian. I know I can make people laugh. And they were all there my first time. Everybody was there. And they're like, we were so nervous. We thought you were going to bomb. So and I was like, great vote of confidence. And they're like, but you made people laugh. And I was like, thank you. It was a lot of work to make people laugh. That's another thing that people should respect. I respect comedians more because making people laugh is not easy. And so going up on that stage and making strangers that you've never met laugh, it's a skill and it's work. So I think that now that I'm doing it and that this is following this dream, it's a dream that I'm following, but it takes a lot of work to follow this dream. Because, you know, it's work.
It's really work.
So, but it's amazing work because, like I said, the gift that I get when you have like a really good set and people just laugh and smile or like interact with you is like, oh,
man.
Oh,
that's awesome, man.
Oh, wow. Wow.
How you describe it is just, man, I'm right there with you, man. I'm like freaking getting chills right now in my arm, like, man. It's crazy. Yeah, no, that's awesome. Wow.
Yeah. And then everybody should do like one. Everybody should get on the stage and try to do comedy in front of people you love. Not like you don't have to do it like for work, but I think that just there because they're supporting, they'll love you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So question for you. So where do you think you'll see yourself or do you see yourself like just building this, cultivating solutions and just moving forward with this? Or is this something you do part time?
With cultivated advancements, it's what I'm thinking of doing is just, you know, eventually what my main goal is yes, I do. I do my job pretty well as far as the 9-to-5 and what I'm doing. And I've been the number one producer for quite a while now. But it's and again, that's just through the, you know, the modeling, the anchoring that I'm using. But it's with cultivating advancement, what I want to do is eventually get rid of that 9-to-5 and just transition into nothing but cultivated advancements and, you know, reaching out to, you know, as many people as can, and just, you know, always just having positive vibes and, you know, living in the moment, always waking up and just bringing the sun is shining on me. I'm doing backflips. I'm so freaking happy that I'm doing, you know, I have cultivated advancements. I'm helping people. That's, that's my ultimate goal, man. That's what I want.
And that's amazing. I think that there's a big market for like just like Latin male, even LGBTQ Latin male out there that really do need this, because we weren't taught that. We didn't grow up with that. We did not grow up with parents that taught us about anchoring, you know.
Right.
We didn't get those. They didn't teach. Nobody taught our parents that.
No.
How could they teach us that?
Exactly. That's the thing.
I think there's this market.
Yeah, but now the nice thing is that, you know, with going through, now that you know about the anchoring, now that you know about the modeling, now you know, being an uncle and having, you know, your nieces or nephews, it's that, you know, they're being able to go ahead and be able to either teach that or mention it to them or however you see fit. That's going to be big for them, because you got to remember with these NLP, it's something that, you know, the top 1% has. And I'm just here to say that it's, you know, it's for everybody. It's not just for a selective few.
Yeah. And I totally believe that is for everybody. Yeah. No, and that it affects like generationally.
Oh, yeah.
Once you teach your teacher kids this, they'll teach their kids this, and they'll teach their kids this, and it just changes generationally. And
exactly.
I think that's important for us to learn, because, again, we can stop just generational, like, way of living. Like, hey, you don't got to live this way. You could live this other way.
Exactly.
You
know?
So I think that that's very important as well.
One
final question for me.
Yeah. Oh, me for you?
Yeah, for me.
Okay, yeah. Actually, I got one. So what inspires you? Or who inspires you?
Who inspires me? To be honest, like, if you ask me that question, it's kind of like this source type of thing that I feel like I connect to. And that it's telling me, like, when I went through my depression, I had a vision. And the vision, and it was, I know everybody's like, ooh, boo 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 boo. Like, ooh, like visions. And I was like, I went through really that bad depression, and I was like having like really bad anxiety and panic attacks. And I had a moment where I kind of had a lapse, and I ended up in the psych ward for like 3 days. And in that 3 days, I had a dream that I was like standing in front of thousands, making them laugh.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God, that's my purpose. That's it.
Just gave me the chills.
And I was like, oh. And then the next thing that happened is like, I'm going to break you down to nothing, and I'm going to build you back up. And that's what happened.
Amazing.
I'm gonna take everything from you. And everything was taken.
Wow.
And then I had to rebuild myself. And then I can no longer go back to that life that I had. I get dangled jobs as director making money. And I can't do it, because that is not my purpose. I know my purpose. I got shown my purpose. You are to sit on stage and change people's lives through laughter. That is your purpose. That is who you need to be for me. So go.
Wow, man. Chills for sure, man. Ooh, I love it. Wow.
So I hold on to that vision very tightly.
Absolutely.
Because even through life, it's hard. Like, being a comedian is not easy. You're not making a lot of money. Actually, you're not making any money. And you still have to work, and you have to do all these things. There's still, like, life hitting you with, like, responsibilities and work and bills and rent and all that stuff. And then you got to hold on to that vision really tightly.
Yeah, you do.
And I hold on to it really tightly to say, like, no, it's going to happen. Because I was shown that I was going to be standing in front of thousands, making them laugh.
Awesome.
And my audiences are not thousands. They're small audiences, but I feel like eventually it's going to grow, you know,
it
and
I'm will. Excited.
I'm excited about it. And I think that the cultivating and that, I think is going to grow as well. I think it really is going to grow. Mm-hmm. So I feel that you have that passion to make it grow and to like really want to help people. Because I think when you, like you said, you come from a place of service, yes. Things will grow.
Exactly.
So, so excited to have you with us to talk about this, to talk about cultivating non-advancement. Again, give us one last where to find you and how to look you up and for all the listeners.
Absolutely. So, I'm definitely on Facebook, Rodolfo Martinez, Rodolfo Martinez, Martinez on Facebook. Facebook group, Cultivating Advancements. Also Instagram at rmartinez1986. You can find me there as well.
Awesome. And so thank you so much for joining us at I'm Just Gain. And, you know, we're very glad to have you. And definitely, we'll definitely have to have you back again. I definitely look forward to that 13 weekend if I can take a part of it. And we have a pro post and after.
Yeah.
The program, that will be good for people to see like, hey, things shifted. These are the results. And look at where I am now, and you can be there too.
Absolutely. I'd love to. And Hernando, I just got to say, these podcasts, what you're doing, brother, you're impacting communities, brother. And I just want to say thank you for doing that. And just thank you for sharing your story, man, and what you're doing. And as far as for the people, the vision, hold on that to that, brother. You are absolutely correct. There's like you said before, there's going to be obstacles, but it's for you to switch that and instead see an opportunity that you are actually getting closer to your goal.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, it's amazing. And I think, like I said, there's people like you, people like me. There's like to all the listeners, you don't have to go through this by yourself. There's people that are there that are putting your life. And if you're listening to the podcast, maybe you needed to listen to this podcast to say, hey, I need to change something. So that's where definitely cultivating advancements comes into your life. So I'm really excited, you know, awesome talk, awesome conversation. I'm really glad, like nobody knows, we've actually never met. And this is the first time we talk.
Yeah.
And it feels like I'm talking to somebody that I've talked to for like a long time.
Exactly.
And
that's what I love about it. That's when I came in and I was like, no, though.
Well, yeah.
It's awesome. Just because it's like you said, man, it's like, dude, I'm like, yeah, you're maybe, you know, across the U.S., but brother, man, you're right here with me, man. And exactly. It's just, in a sense, brother, it feels like home.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So thank you so much. And we're in touch. And definitely, I look forward to your 13-week program. That'll be
absolutely
awesome.
Hernando. Well, thank you for your time and the audience out there. Thank you for your time as well. And again, Hernando, this is definitely not the last time we're going to be doing this, brother. More to come. Love you, bro.
There's a journey. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thriller Miami! Hold on to your hats and see Miami from the comfort of your own speedboat. Beautiful Miami skylines and fun and exciting adventures. The Thrill of Miami, right at your fingertips. Use promo code HDC for $5 off your next ride.